No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. As we were covering Officer Charlie Bradley from Pelham, Alabama, and I was talking to his wife, April, the Alabama National Cemetery came up in the conversation, and I decided that I would reach out to the Alabama National Cemetery located in Montevallo, Alabama, to talk about what this cemetery does and how they're helping families who have lost their veteran loved ones. I'd like to welcome to the show right now Eldon Woody. He is the former National Cemetery Administration Director and now is retired from that position, but serves as their support committee VP. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Eldon Woody.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Very glad to have you. For listeners who may not know or understand why the Alabama National Cemetery is in Montevallo, how that came to be, would you share that with us?
Oh, well, yes. After the Civil War, President Lincoln saw a need for national cemeteries. And they have continued to this day, and there's about close to 140 of them now. The goal nationwide is to have a burial facility close by every veteran in the country, within 100 miles. And so in the great state of Alabama, we have Fort Mitchell National Cemetery that's over there by Columbus, Georgia, and Auburn. And we have Alabama National Cemetery, which is in Montevallo, which is the newest. Then we have Mobile, which is full, still maintained by the National Cemetery Administration, managed by Pensacola National Cemetery. And burial options, also there's a state veteran cemetery down the south in Baldwin County called Spanish Fort.
And the purpose of these cemeteries is to be able to have a resting place, a final resting place for veterans from Alabama. Is that correct?
Actually, any veteran can be buried in any national cemetery. And so you don't have to live in a state of Alabama. We have had folks who grew up in Alabama. I remember one distinctly, the family moved to Maryland for a nice job. And they knew that their dad, grandpa, husband loved Alabama, wanted to be buried in Alabama. So it's basically for any veteran and their spouse, which is a big thing that some veterans don't know, that their spouse can be buried in a national cemetery with them. Some children, adult dependent child, a child who died before the age of 18 or 23 if they were in college, they can be buried with their veteran father or mother.
And you also do work with Missing in America Project, right?
Yeah, that's a different organization. It's a volunteer organization. It's one that my work in the cemetery helped me prepare me for. But basically what we do is across the country, there are unclaimed remains, different funeral homes or some not buried at coroner's offices. Somebody might die from at a hospice or a person without family. And we go and we find these unclaimed cremains. Our goal is to locate, identify, and then inter. The organization nationally has buried almost 5,000 veterans or spouses of veterans, a couple cases children of veterans, young children. But here in Alabama, I got started in the summer. And the COVID, obviously makes you less welcome in a lot of places. But the local funeral homes and the coroners opened their offices. We buried four unclaimed veterans last October. Actually, it was six, and they were from Coast Guard, Army, and Air Force. But they could come from any service. And we're now getting more active, and we got four or five trained volunteers going to different parts of the state, working with different funeral homes. And it's nice that that we always say no one left behind, nobody forgotten. So if we identify that they're a veteran, they get the full honors that they deserve, that they have earned, and they are buried at a national cemetery or a state veteran cemetery, whichever is closest.
That was something that was very important to April Bradley and her family when Officer Charlie Bradley passed away, a member of the Pelham Police Department. And I know that other families welcome that recognition as well, because there are a lot of places where they are not going to be recognized in the full manner. The Alabama National Cemetery works hard to be able to do that, in addition to recognizing with the wreaths across America. And you can speak to that a little bit. April mentioned that they may need more people to help get involved with that.
Alabama National Cemetery, they're having a busy year this year. They'll bury probably 1,300 veterans or eligible spouses, family members this year. In addition to the burials, and the burials can be casket, cremations. And in some cases, we've had a couple cases where, a body was never recovered. And there's an in memory of wall where their name and service is also memorialized. Almost any kind of option you can imagine is there. And that's job number one, is honorable, dignified, respectful burial for those that are buried, and world-class treatment for their families. And to understand that all those names on all those markers out there are real people with real families. But in addition to that, we support the support committee, and really, I think we have the best support committee in the country. We have, I think it's over 200 members. Pam Nichols is the chairman. She used to do a lot of that honor flight program, but she does a great job, and Bob Bearfield before her. What they do is they actually run all the ceremonies that happen out there. The cemetery staff supports them. but it's a community effort to set them up. The Memorial Day service is generally a huge service with about 1,500 to 2,500 people show up. There'll be a speaker, and we've had some notable speakers. There'll be a flyby, typically cannons, firing party, and great music. Flags will, of course, be out for Memorial Day. In addition to Memorial Day, Wreaths Across America, which you mentioned, is becoming the largest gathering at all the national cemeteries. The last big one we had before COVID, I think we had around 3,500 people out at the cemetery. What happens there is semi-truck loads of wreaths come in. They're fresh-cut wreaths from Maine. It's amazing that there's, I think they put out 7,500 this past year, and every single grave out there had a wreath put on it. Families can donate to it. The Blue Star Foundation, several American Legion posts, and the support committee all take donations for Wreaths Across America. We meet out there. There's a short service, and then all the families go first. If you have a loved one buried at the cemetery, we generally have a bagpiper, and they go out. They place their wreaths, and then all the volunteers. And we really try to get a lot of youth involved because I'm a 30-year military veteran, worked in a high school. I'm a guy who's very patriotic, and citizenship is a big part of the support committee. We like to get youth involved occasionally. So there'll be scout troops, sport teams, all that stuff. They'll come out, and in short order, they'll get all those wreaths put out. And they typically will take a moment every time they place a wreath. You'll see a little Cub Scout or Brownie place a wreath, and then they'll read off the name of the person, and they'll give a scout salute or something. But it just lets them know that our freedoms weren't free, that the world can be an unsafe place. And these folks, went out and laid it all online for us. And out in that cemetery, we could go on for hours talking about the great heroes and everyday heroes that are buried at the cemetery, and probably any cemetery you could find, examples of Americans who took care of their families, worked hard, helped out in the community. But we're proud to take care of the veterans and their spouses out there. But there's also a Spirit of 45, which service every year for the World War II veterans. There's a Vietnam service. We did a service for the 100th year of World War I. And all these services mean a lot. But Wreaths Across America, to the people who have lost loved ones, then they see all these people in the community come out and working and helping out. They understand that Alabama, our community support, honor the service of their loved ones. And there's a lot of tough stories that day. Probably every cemetery has some examples of somebody who died prematurely. And you'll get a mother out there who feels by doing Wreaths Across America, she's still doing some decorating at Christmas time. She feels like she's doing something with a son or a daughter or a spouse that's lost. I think it emotionally helps the folks that are out there, and it's great for everybody.
You mentioned some key words here with support, volunteering, citizenship, and patriotism. If it's okay with you, Eldon, we can take a quick break and come back and talk about how people can support, volunteer, express their citizenship and their patriotism through Alabama National Cemetery. Will that be okay?
Absolutely.
Folks, right now we're talking to Eldon Woody. He is the former National Cemetery Administration Director and is now retired from that position, but currently serves as the Support Committee VP. We've also talked about his work with Missing in America Project, as well as Wreaths Across America. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation about the Alabama National Cemetery. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Daddy, welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am so glad that you could join us for this Wednesday edition of the Mark White Show as we recognize difference makers across our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. Right now, I have on the line with me Eldon Woody, and again, he is the former National Cemetery Administration Director. He's retired from that position, but currently serves on the support committee as the vice president. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Eldon Woody.
Thank you, Mark.
So glad to have you. And as you mentioned, we could talk hours about who is represented there at the Alabama National Cemetery. Of course, we want listeners to be able to get involved with these various efforts that are taking place, because you yourself, as the former National Cemetery Administration Director, realize the importance of these efforts for these families who have lost their very special loved ones who have served our country.
It's absolutely critical. And word of mouth is very effective. And when somebody's come out to the cemetery and helped out putting the wreaths out, or at Veterans Day, you know, we have thousands of those little gravesite flags that need to go out. There is a ton of things. And then there's some kids who are looking for Gold Star or Eagle Scout projects. And there are some projects they could do out at the cemetery to help the community. But the single best way to find out what's going on the cemetery grounds is the Facebook page for the Support Committee of the Alabama National Cemetery. So if you just put that in your search on Facebook, it'll come right up. And they also have a .org site for the Support Committee on the web. Those sites have some great videos, great music videos, where you can see some of the things they've done, like last year in January, I think it was the largest donation to the Veterans Administration in the country. They dedicated a $600,000 walk and reflecting area. It's an overlook, a scenic overlook over Shoal Creek, which runs through the cemetery. That was about $600,000, all raised locally, corporations, companies, but mostly people donating. And now it's a place where families can come and you can hear there's some actual small falls there, and you can hear the water burbling over and sit in the shade of the trees. It's a beautiful lookout, and it's right behind the columbarium. But you can find out all the things that are going on and a calendar of events on those pages. Also on the Facebook page, they'll show pictures of the last Memorial Day or the last day, that last time that we went and picked up wreaths at the cemetery. And some companies, do a community service day. They'll have a bunch of their folks come out. Some will come out and trim bushes or stuff, but we like to keep the cemetery beautiful. There's always ways of helping out, but that, I would say, go to that Facebook page or to their regular website page, and you'll see what's coming up next. And they'll you can say, hey, I want to volunteer to put out flags for this Veterans Day coming up. And probably they'll be depending on COVID. Last year, we had to limit it to 50 at a time, and we just rotated the volunteers, and we had plenty of volunteers. Our military has always been populated by a lot of Southerners. It is a patriotic community, and almost everybody has somebody in their family or a friend that served, and they want to get involved, and they come out and help out. But that's how I would suggest doing it. And there's a ton of other great organizations out there, you know, can always use help. And if you're blessed to be retired or have some time on your hands, nothing you ever do, I don't know, you know, I like riding my motorcycle, I like doing a lot of stuff, but I never feel as good as I do when I come back from helping somebody else.
Now, I know that you mentioned that you served our country for 30 years in the military, and I have spoken to many veterans who have gotten involved with various efforts, and they found their passion within certain areas within the military. What was it about this part of the military, this effort, caused you to gravitate toward it?
Well, when I first retired from the military, I went to work at Thompson High School with ROTC, and I enjoyed that. And then I got a graduate degree in history over at Alabama. But my wife had a job as a SIM representative at Alabama National Cemetery. And every day she would come home and she would tell me about the great families that she'd met, or something that, you know, an older gentleman came, his car looked like it hadn't been washed in 2 or 3 years. And while he was out visiting his wife, a couple of staff members just cleaned up his car's windshield so he could see out of it and all that sort of stuff. But it just seemed like something I'd be interested in. And then they had an internship program, so I put in for it, and I got it. And I got to direct cemeteries in Florida, Texas, Dallas, El Paso, and was fortunate to come back home to Alabama. And then I retired from that. But it's just as a feeling of satisfaction. And I was fortunate to command at squadron group and wing levels in the Air Force. And none of that did I do. It was airmen, Air Force civilians. It was family members who grew up one place but moved to some faraway place to support their family, their veteran. So I consider like veterans and their families really special in my heart. My dad is a 3 tours in Vietnam vet. It's just for me, a gratifying place, and it's a beautiful place. The grounds out there are literally, and Alabama has some beautiful, beautiful civilian and church cemeteries. And I do not want to say, you know, Alabama National Cemetery is gorgeous, it's respectful, it's dignified. But what I don't like is when a veteran's family, a veteran who's entitled, it's not a free burial, it's an entitlement to honorable service. Financial situation with COVID and this and that. You know, what they're provided out there for a casket burial is a, you know, a grave site, a beautiful grave site. perpetual maintenance, open and closing. A headstone is provided, an engraving is provided. You should always feel safe to come and visit there. So as a dad, I've had a few burials where, you know, my son is a soldier over in Hawaii now, infantry guy. A soldier comes back and has some problems and winds up hurting himself. And, you know, it is heart-wrenching to see the impact on parents and spouses. So, you know, the tough part is the best part and the tough part are all the same. You know, helping out those who are grieving at that time.
It's not for me not trying if people don't know about this cemetery after today. And I hope that if there are those out there who are listening right now and weren't aware of the Alabama National Cemetery, that they will join the support committee page, which is Support Committee for the Alabama National Cemetery on Facebook. If they're not on Facebook and just want to go on the web, that's scalnc.org, or call at 205-665-9039. And Eldon, I want to take this opportunity right now to thank you for your service as a military member and the extension of your service as you have served the Alabama National Cemetery, and now with your service as VP for the Support Committee and also supporting Missing in America and Wreaths for America. So thank you, sir.
God bless you and your audience, and keep spreading the word about all the great folks and things going on in our great state.
I sure will. Thank you, Mr. Eldon Woody, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, sir. Have a blessed day.
You too. Folks, that was Eldon Woody. He's the former National Cemetery Administration Director, now retired, but not retired, because this gentleman is still involved as the Support Committee Vice President, also helping Missing in America and Wreaths Across America. And I want you to check out every single one of those organizations and find out where you can plug in and make a difference. You know we are here to make a difference and recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. And I hope that if this show is helping you do that, that you will share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family members, and let them know that we're here to make a difference. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly heart when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So, if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.